You're listening to Radio Breakfast. That track right there, Love Song for Lucy, by none other than Captain Festus McBoyle, who I'm chatting with this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, kind sir. How would you be?
Amazing. Ahoy. Gosh, where do we start with this? This is going to be the...
I'll tell you, I'm starting with a nice cup of green tea and a cucumber sandwich, and I'm sitting in my underpants, my long johns, and I'm a happy man. That's where I'm starting.
You got everything sorted. Oh, I love to hear it. So, yes, Captain Festus McBoyle, you're travelling around with your variety show, Vaudeville Musical Comedy Troupe, suited to kids and adults. Hey, it doesn't matter how old you are, there's a bit of Captain Festus for you, isn't that right?
Exactly. You never outgrow the appreciation of a good fart, you know what I mean? It's like, you just got to let them rip. Have a bit of a giggle, you know? Life's too short. You've just got to enjoy it. So what we do definitely targets both.
Nice.
And I think it's very important that if adults have to sit through a kids show, it shouldn't be sickly sweet. It should be a little bit racy. And some things should be over the heads of the kids, like the high seas. That's what I say. And
amazing, gosh.
Keep it real and keep it honest.
Yeah, exactly. Gritty, yeah, for sure. So I guess what is the stage like when a Captain Festus McBoyle show is taking it up? You've been in existence for 9 years now, so I guess how has the stage changed for you over time?
I've had a lot of people come and go. I think they get sick of working with me. I'm on my seventh guitarist now, the third wife. And we're pretty solid at the moment. We've been together this lineup for about 5 years now. Stage wise, it's a pretty minimal stage. We are quite eccentric ourselves, so we don't need much around us. I think we're enough visually to bombard you without adding special effects and too much on stage. Just keep it simple with a barrel. I have my suitcase and me lovely wife, Miss Lucy Draws, and the strongest man in the world, Ebenezer Strong. And quite frankly, we are a happy trio.
Yeah, Bob's your auntie, that's all you need, for sure.
Exactly.
That song we heard before, Love Song for Lucy, indeed, that new release, that's a fun track about romance. So I guess, how did you produce that? What was the story behind?
The story behind that was a wife. She says to me, she says, how come you don't write songs about me? And I thought, good point, took it on the chin, and I wiped the food off hers, like, I thought I'd have a try. And I wrote her a love song on the eve of Valentine's Day. So I threw that together like a one-man band. And I presented that to her in the morning, and I scored an awful lot of brownie points, and it was a very satisfying morning, I have to say.
Oh, my gosh. I'm sure, yes. I've seen you compare yourself to Monty Python, Spike Milligan, The Goons. I mean, yes, 100%. So who are some of your influences and people you take inspiration from?
I'm a bit long in the tooth. I grew up in the 70s, so I grew up with English comedy. And Tommy Cooper. Who else is there? Programs like On the Buses and real old English comedy, Carry On Film. So I'm a little bit of that ilk, I suppose. My nan and granddad listened to a lot of that sort of stuff, vaudeville musical and panto stuff. So that's kind of where my influences come from. But I just like comedy. I like poetry. I like writing silly rhyming. Wordery, that's my thing. And fortunately, I've met some pretty great guitarists along the way who make sense of my ramblings and put them into the form of a song. But of late, I am now playing the banjolele.
Ooh.
Which is quite fun. It's a bit like, what's his name, George Formby. Remember that guy that sang When I'm Cleaning Windows?
Oh, you've just unlocked such a memory.
Yeah, and Lonnie Donegan. Does your chewing gum lose its flavour on the bedpost overnight? So that sort of stuff. That skiffle kind of folky is my latest thing I've been getting into.
Oh,
so
awesome.
Yeah, the banjolele. And I do play the drums. I actually do play the drums. So I was a drummer in a rock band in a previous life.
Oh, wow. Gosh. See, that's the thing. Playing the drums, there's comedy, there's singing, there's dancing, there's such fantastic get-up. You're dressed to the nines because, I mean, that's the pirate's life, isn't it? So I guess...
Well, quite frankly, I just get out of bed and put my hat on. That's what I do. I don't wash very often. I'm just pretty much put my hat on. I'm ready to go. Take me anywhere you can.
You woke up like this. Yeah. No, exactly.
Pretty
100%.
It's a nice pirate, sir.
How is it being such an artistic chameleon? Because there are people that come onto the show who explore so many different genres, for example, or play lots of different instruments, but maybe it's not framed as a kids' show. So it's interesting. How do you take all of the different facets and bring them together into one?
Well, I mean, we're a right motley bunch, and we've been in a lot of rock bands and punk bands and stuff over the years. I mean, Miss Lucy was in a group called the Random Trollops at one stage, And I was in a band called Teen Shag Superstar, not very kidder-friendly. But and then we've got our guitarist who's been in bands like Augustino and Semi Lemon Cola. And over the years, we've all been like through the old campus radio thing. So we've all come from a rock and punk background.
Hell yeah.
So when you throw three previously dangerous people together on stage to put together a kids show, it's always going to be a bit edgy.
Yes, we're away
and,
laughing.
But that is pretty much what we strive to do. We like to push boundaries, and we like to be accepting of difference and diversity. I think it's very important.
Nice.
Now, I mean, just because you have kids, it don't mean you want to sit at home, get fat, and live on biscuits and bags of crisps and feel sorry for yourself. I mean, you still want to get out and see bands. You still want to get out and see good movies and be entertained. And that's what we do. So we're a family show.
Hell yes. Gosh. Well, 45 original songs to choose from. Which is your favourite?
Oh, it changes daily.
Oh, I bet.
I really don't have a favourite. I like a lot of them. I mean, I have a lot of fun singing them. I'm getting a bit long in the tooth. I have trouble remembering all the words now at times, so I am getting a little bit buttery as I get older. But, you know, I'm doing my best. I'm keeping fit. I'm a non-drinker. I'm a non-smoker. I'm a clean living, straight as a die pirate.
Gosh! Quite, yeah, what? As a pirate? I'm shook. I'm shocked to hear. Well, I guess
we're even vegan. You know that we are vegan.
Oh wow! Pirate. Jeez. So
I don't even have a sword or a gun.
Oh, what, neither.
The only hook I've got is in the song.
So if you want to catch this vegan vaudeville music comedy troupe, then when's the next time I could catch it on stage?
You'll have to talk to God about that one, because quite frankly, he keeps throwing COVID at us.
Yeah.
So we were supposed to be touring Japan on our second tour of Japan, because we got signed to Modern Sky in China over the first lockdown. And then May, we're supposed to have been heading off to Europe, but ain't happening now.
Oh, so, shucks.
So, live work, I'm not too sure. I think I'm playing the New Zealand Ukulele Festival. I mean, I'm pleased to be playing that, but it doesn't compare with Europe.
No, oh, gosh. See, it's deflating, but we're soldiering on.
Oh, we are, exactly. I mean, doing other things. So, working on books, working on the new album, and just doing what we can. Live work, I have no idea.
You should definitely check out Captain Festus's website and Facebook and all that good stuff. It's been awesome chatting to you, and I only wish you the best for future voyages.
Oh, thank you very much. I really appreciate that you're supporting us. Thank you very much. It's nice to be a part of your show, and you take care, sir, and try and keep out of trouble, because that, after all, is my job.
Hey, yes, we'll play you out with the Sunshine Song. Thanks so much again.
Beautiful. Enjoy the trombone.
This one's the
end.
Sunshine Song.
Hell yeah.
See you later.
Gotcha. One, two, three, make it warm, make it hot.